Preston and Steve Fun Size.
You know what we need to do? We need to do a contest.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Mashup Madness that we're going to play 80s style.
Ah!
That is
Mashup
correct.
Madness with Preston and Steve.
Yeah! Can I play Madness?
All right.
Free?
What we're going to do is a special 80s version of Mashup Madness. Two songs have been mixed together. One of them, at least, is an 80s tune. The other one might be from another era, or they might both be 80s songs. You never know. And if you get it correct, you can tell us the titles of the songs. You'll win tickets to Pops Rocks, the 80s. And this is the Philly Pops, February 1st. And it's Philly's biggest rock and roll band, the Philly's Pops, covering the 80s, featuring chart toppers from George Michael, Huey Lewis, Blondie, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, and more. Tickets available at phillypops.org, by the way.
I've always been a sucker for pop songs or rock songs given the full orchestral treatment.
Yeah. Me too.
I used to buy albums years ago. I've said this many times. Where there was the London Symphony released a whole bunch of, like, they covered Pink Floyd. They covered, Genesis. And then just classics or from the American Songbook. It's great.
Yeah. Yep. Before we do that, hang on. I know we got callers on board, but hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Jim, you're not calling to play Mashup Madness, are you?
I am not.
Why are you calling us?
Because I won $1,000 from WMMR.
Ah! Very good, sir. Go fund yourself. It's it's the easiest contest we've ever put together. Where are you from, by the way, Jim?
Westchester.
Westchester. Are you you at work this morning? You got the day off? What's going on, man?
I am working this morning. That's correct.
Well, all right, now nice. I take the day off.
It's, an extra grand in the paycheck this week. So congratulations. You've been listening to MMR for a long time?
A very long time, yes.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate the long-time partnership with you, and we just want to say thank you and give you $1,000 in cash. All right, buddy?
Thank you, WMMR.
All right, you got it. Congratulations. Hang on the line. How about that? That's
yeah!
simple. Next time is coming up at, I believe, at 11.
11!
Yeah, 11, as the guy said. So, Pierre will have your opportunity to win. We go fund yourself. It's that simple. But in the meantime, we're going to do tickets to the Philly Pop. So we are going to play Mashup Madness. Excuse me. So let's get some callers on the line. Remember, you got to identify the two songs that are mixed together. If you can do that, we'll give you tickets to the Philly Pops as they're rocking the 80s. I'm going to go to Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Hey, the giggy bye bye.
There it is. Now it has begun.
All right. You ready to try this out?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
All right. Listen closely, Case.
All right. I was going to ask you to highlight the ones that you want me to. Never mind. We're good to go.
Yeah, whatever, man. All right. Let's play this one. Listen closely. Here we go. Kelly, I need to know, what are the two songs that we've mashed together?
All right, that's Take On Me and December or September.
September, yes! Yeah! Take On Me and September!
Nailed it!
Okay. Absolutely correct. Yes! Earth, Wind, and Fire and Aha mixed together. So, Kelly,
it works.
Congratulations. We are going to set you up. You're going to see the Philly Pops. We'll get your information. The Kimmel Center is where that show is going to be. So, congrats. Here you go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit your microphone like that, Casey. Here, let me.
Here.
Thank you.
I only need.
I believe we have a winner. Thank you, Casey.
Oh.
You can keep that.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
it. Could you hand me that winner?
All right, we'll go to the next one.
I don't like that sound, though.
You do like that sound?
I do. I like ASM, that sound.
ASMR.
Yeah.
I'll go to Dave next. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Yeah, buddy. We are playing Mashup Madness, the 80s edition. At least one of the songs.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Dave! At least one of the songs will be 80s based. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
this one breathe a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, we need to.
This is tough.
Laughing kids, household pet. On a green with no safe bed. The bullet screams to me from somewhere.
This is great. That is a tough one.
It's good that you let it breathe.
I had to get it to the chorus.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Dave, do you have any idea what the two songs are?
I've got no clue. The only thing that I can get is the song from Back to the Future.
All right, that's not going to cut it. Thanks, somebody. Appreciate it. I will go. We'll do three callers per. And do we do the text thing? We can do that? All right, so we'll grab a texter who gets it right if we don't get three callers correct. I'm going to go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
There was doo-doo and feces thrown all over the
room. That was good.
Still trying to get over it. All right. Feces. Brian, did you hear enough of that?
I think so. I think I got that.
What you got?
Power of Love and Rooster.
Yeah! Power of Love from Huey Lewis and Rooster from Atlas in Chains. That was a tough one.
I was lost for the first 25 seconds.
Hang on a second, Brian. We got you.
Mike!
We're gonna. What
suck
was
it,
you?
Suck it, Mike.
Hang on, Brian. We are gonna give you tickets to Pop Rocks the 80s Friday, February 1st, and that is at the Kimmel Center. Congratulations! All right, we'll get another one up and running. I'm gonna go to. Wait, that's Brian. We already have Brian on. Let me go to Ben. Good morning, there, Ben.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Ben. We've had two callers and two winners. Or no, we didn't. We had one guy that missed it. You ready to try this out?
Let's rock and roll.
All right, two songs, one of them for sure, 80s. Here we go.
Once upon a time, not so long ago. Tommy used to work on the docks. Union men on strike, he's down on his luck, it's tough. So tough. Gina works a diner all day. Working for her man, she brings home her bed for love. For love. She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
All right, I should be able to get a winner with that. Ben, do you know the songs?
It's Viva La Vida and Living on a Prayer.
That's
yeah!
Right.
Well done.
Nice work there, Chief. Hang on the line, Ben, because we are going to give you those tickets to the Philly Pops. And it's Philly Pops Rocks the 80s, by the way. So congrats, and we will get your information and set you up with those tickets. Yes.
So did Bon Jovi? All right, so who had the best lion's mane around that time? Hair-wise.
The biggest hair I always thought was the band Britney Fox.
Yeah.
Go back and see those guys.
David Coverdale was pretty good.
Yeah.
Because he kind of looks like a lion.
Yeah. As far as it coming down the back.
It's disgusting.
I'd go out of the rock realm, and I'd probably say that Billy Ray Cyrus had probably the biggest power mullet of all time.
No better mullet.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones, and we will get Patrick on the line next. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, Patrick. Mashup Madness 80s style. You ready?
Just do it.
Here we go. By the way, this is all 80s. This has got 80s written all over it when this gets started. You'll like this. Too much further than that. So, Patrick, the two songs, please.
Walk Like an Egyptian. Gotta Have Faith.
Faith.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Faith from George Michael, Walk Like an Egyptian from the Bangles. Those two songs mixed together. And hang on the line, Patrick. We're going to get your info and set you up with tickets. Philly Pops rocks the 80s Friday, February 1st. I still haven't heard one yet that I really love. These are good.
They're good. We've heard ones where I've said, I'd pay for that as a single.
I would actually listen to that for enjoyment. So I'm yet to hear one of those. Marissa is the one who put all these together. So we haven't heard or had found these and dubbed them off and we haven't heard them yet. So you're hearing them for the first time along with us. I'm going to go to John next. Hey, John, you're on the air, buddy.
Kazooks.
What's that?
Gazooks.
Gazooks. Oh, Gazooks. I'm sorry.
The great Gazooks.
All right. Are you ready, John?
I'm ready.
Mashup Madness, 80s style. Here's your songs. That ought to be enough, right?
Yes.
All right.
It's easy.
Let's go to John. John, two songs. What are they?
Girls That Just Want to Have Fun, and I can't think of the other one.
Oh, come on. I'll give you 3 seconds.
Can you play the second one more time?
Well, they're the same, but I'll play just a little. No. No, because it's gonna get right to the chorus and give it away. Hang on. I'll give you one more. All right, that ought to be enough. What do you think?
Like my girlfriend always said, just like a virgin.
Yeah!
Just like a virgin.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Like a Virgin. Actually, the mashup is titled Girls Just Want to Be Like a Virgin. hang on, John. Tickets to the Philly Pops. Congratulations.
So, actually, I was watching The Professional yesterday, if you remember that. Natalie Portman, there's a point where she's singing that song to Jean Reno's character.
Yeah, they're doing like a play acting thing when they're coming out and entertaining each other.
It had been years since I'd seen that movie, and I was thinking at the end, I would love to see a sequel to that where she is the cleaner.
Oh.
Yeah, because
she's the assassin?
She's the assassin, because she says she wanted to.
Well, he starts to train her as well.
Well, Jean did, but then when, you know, spoiler alert, when he's not in the picture anymore, Danny Aiello's like, no, you're going to go to school or whatever. So she ends up going to that, like, wayward girls' school or whatever.
We're going to send you to a school.
Yeah.
You know, and he's basically he's like the dad in the,
Papa Don't Preach.
Papa Don't Preach.
That is him.
Everything's tied together.
Yeah. Casey, did you know that Girls Just Want to Have Fun is written by a Delco native? Mm-hmm. Robert Hazard wrote that song.
No kidding.
Springfield High School.
Wow, you learn stuff.
How about that?
Yep. Okay, we'll see if we can get another winner on the line. I am going to go to Eileen. Hello there, Eileen.
Good morning.
All right, Eileen, you ready to try this out, the 80s style of mashup madness?
I am.
Here is your song.
Yeah, it works.
All right, Eileen, you should know those two songs. What are they?
Okay, well, I know one is Eric Clapton's Cocaine. And the second one, oh, man.
It's too easy.
I'll give you 3 more seconds.
Now that song will be on my head all damn day.
Sounds like the worst porn movie I've ever heard.
Incorrect. Sorry, Eileen.
Thank you.
We got to let you go. Nice try. I'll go to Nicole next. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Do you know the two artists or the two songs that were played?
I do. That was Michael Jackson's Billie Jean and Eric Clapton's Cocaine.
That is correct.
Hang on just a second. We are going to get your information, Nicole, and we're going to set you up with tickets to Philly Pops. Congratulations.
Cocaine.
Was Cocaine, was that written by Bob Marley?
Nope.
I know that he did I Shot the Sheriff, which Clapton covered, but Cocaine was not written by Eric Clapton.
J.J. Cale?
Okay, I was way off.
But where's he? What band is he, or just a standalone?
He's a singer-songwriter, John Weldon Cale. I don't know much about him. I just, a quick search, turned up his name.
Cocaine.
But he also... I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
You don't want to try this.
He also wrote After Midnight, which became popularized by Clapton, yeah.
Yeah, no
Call Me the Breeze by Skynyrd.
Wow.
So he is a pretty prolific singer-songwriter.
Okay, cool. We'll get another caller on the line trying to give away another prize. I have Jim. Hi, Jim. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Gag, gag. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here's the next song. Let's see if we can, that should be an easy
that's
one.
Incredibly. Jim?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Girls, 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 Hard Day Night.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. They mention it.
Some of them are gimmies.
Yeah.
And for Jim, we are giving you some tickets to the Philly Pops.
Hi, Grandma.
The 80s, Friday, February 1st at the Kimmel Center. So hang on the line. All right, I have four left.
Four chances to win.
We should be able to do all of these. I'll go to Natalie next. Hi there, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome. Natalie, we're going to play the mashup for you. Let's see if you can guess. You ready to go?
Okay, yep.
All right, here we go.
It's all the same.
Wow.
Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away.
All right, hang on.
Place.
I just want to hear a little bit.
Yeah.
Where the faces are so cold, I drive all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride, I want it dead or alive. I'm a cowboy.
That's a good matchup.
I like that. All right, Natalie, what are the two songs?
Never Gonna Dance Again and Dead or Alive.
Nope, that's incorrect. Not correct. Sorry, we got to let you go. All right, let's go next to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you know those two songs?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
It is Careless Whisper and Wanted Dead or Alive.
That's correct. Hang on just a second, Steve. Tickets to the Pops Rocks the 80s, Friday, February 1st, and it's the Phillies Pops. Careless Whisper is kind of that's a guilty
pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure.
You know, it's catchy.
You know, guilty feet have no rhythm.
That's correct. That's why he's never going to dance again.
No, he can't. His feet are too goddamn guilty.
And they'll give it away. There's no rhythm.
Recalcitrant feet are even worse.
Look like an idiot on the dance floor and she'll
know. What's wrong with your feet?
You cheated on me, didn't you?
They're guilty.
Careless Whisper.
It's like Fallen Arches.
Let's go to Kevin. Hi there, Kevin.
Darker, darker, darker.
Yes. Darker to you, sir. We're going to play a mashup. Let's see if you can guess the two songs, win a prize. You ready?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Oh my God. Just beat it.
I love
it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. You
guy.
Love that mix.
That had to be so difficult.
Kevin, do you know the two songs?
Oh, one is going to be Beat It, Michael Jackson. The other one, oh.
You got 3 seconds.
I have no idea.
Oh. Right. Sorry, man. We got to let you go. Sorry, my man.
So,
three callers, and then we'll go to Tex if you don't get it right. Let me go to Fred next. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Do you know the two songs?
Yeah, I think one of them is Beat It, Michael Jackson. The other one is Iron Maiden, The Trooper.
Yeah! That is absolutely correct. Hang on the line because we're going to get your information on this.
They told him, don't you ever come around him. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it.
That's great.
Just beat it, beat it. Ooh.
All right, since he got it right, we are also going to give him tickets to the Philly Pops and their 80s tribute, Pops Rocks the 80s, and that is February 1st. All right, where do we leave off? We're going to...
Going to Ryan.
Ryan next? Okay. We have...
Walper.
Oh, we have two left.
Yep.
Okay, so, hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, Snort Dorton.
Snort Dorton. By the way, can I mention something?
Please.
Yes. So, when I exercise...
Yeah.
I watch Game of Thrones, and I have the closed captioning on because I'm on elliptical. It makes some noise. I want to be able to make sure I don't miss any of the dialogue.
Sure.
Regularly. I'm not talking to you. Hang on, Ryan. Regularly on, and so there's a lot of horses on the show. And a lot of times it will say, it will have in closed captioning the words, horse snort. And here's
start
me.
Start laughing.
Exercising.
Oh my God.
And I'll just go snort dort. Just be laughing at it.
Oh my God.
Snort dort.
I'd laugh too. Snort dort.
Horse snort. Okay, Ryan, thanks for sitting through that. Here is your mashup. You ready?
Got it.
All right.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
All right, Ryan, you ought to know one of those for sure. Let's see if you know both of them. What do you think?
Yeah, the one's definitely obvious. I'm drawing a blank on the other one. I'm going to go with my default then and just say Kokomo and the German Baby Shark song.
No.
Kokomo and Baby Shark.
Kokomo and Baby Shark. Nice. Good effort, though. You should always try.
I thought I had it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Good effort.
All right, let me go to Dave next. Hi, Dave. Mashup Madness. How you doing, man?
Top of the morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Do you know those two songs?
I believe I do. I think it's Rapture and Riders on the Storm.
Yeah, that's correct.
Very good.
Yep. Rapture
okay.
from Bondi.
Help me out here, Preston.
Hang on, buddy. Yeah.
What does he say here? Because I hear Hector out alone. I don't know.
Actor.
An actor out alone.
An actor out alone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking a loan, like a bank loan.
Oh.
An actor out alone. Okay. Thank you.
Over there.
Hang on.
He's playing with his hair.
Like a dog without a bone. An actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
No, I know. Hey, listen, we've had many conversations on the air about misunderstood lyrics that have just stuck with you forever. Yeah. I had one not that long ago, and I can't remember what it was, but sometimes you just it plays out in your head. Oh, it says an actor out on loan.
I always thought it was out alone. We're clear on that.
I thought like an actor out on his own.
Yeah, on the stage.
Actor out alone.
Yeah.
No, an actor out on loan.
Oh, let's hear that.
Hey, so you're kind of, yeah. Oh, you got to back it up a little more.
All right, back it up.
Okay.
Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone.
Yeah.
Riders on the storm.
A little subtle difference. So we were both right.
Yeah.
Yay! All right. Let's see. We have one
more of these.
We have one more of those, but we're out of Philly Pops tickets. So the last one I can throw in a different prize if you'd like.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to waste these.
Why the hell not?
We're going, we'll do it anyway. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, Stephanie. So we're not doing this for Philly Pops tickets. We're going to do this for...
The glory.
No. What am I... Is this what we're giving away?
Yeah, man.
$50 Best Buy gift card, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Stephanie, listen closely. This is our last one. Here we go. We have in the crew here.
Okay? I don't think it works as well.
Yeah. Stephanie, do you know the two songs?
The one sounds like Walking Like an Egyptian.
Walking to Egypt? One.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Can't think of the title.
3 seconds.
Oh, God. Oh, my husband's
gonna play. Sorry, Stephanie. Gotta let you go. I'll go over next to Sandy.
Sandy!
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy. Did you catch those two songs?
I think so. I think it's Walk Like an Egyptian and Are You Gonna Be My Girl by the White Stripes.
By Jack. Yes. That's absolutely correct. You got them both right. And that means we are going to give you a $50 Best Buy gift card. So congratulations.
Awesome.
Head to Best Buy Northeast Philly's open house event Saturday, 11 to 3. Discover what's next in tech and home appliances. Access exclusive offers and enter for a chance to win incredible prizes. No purchase necessary to enter. So there you go. Mashup Madness 80s style.
Two appearances of the Bengals.
Hi, and a couple of those. Those weren't all great ones. I think the best one was Iron Maiden and... MJ on that. So, but thank you for playing along. Thank you to Philly Pops for all of the tickets giveaway. We do appreciate that.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.